everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
The most compassionate, the most merciful, the most just and the most kind. I start in the name of the Most High. The most compassionate, the most merciful, the most just and the most kind. The King of all kings, the Master of the universe. His name is Allah, He is the one and only. And when I call Him, I know He's gonna be right there. No matter what troubles I go through in life, I know it's gonna be alright, inshallah. Start in the name of the Most High. The most compassionate, the most merciful, the most just and the most kind. Start in the name of the Most High. The King of all kings, the Master of.
My butterflies, Nu'mani bin Bashir radiallahu anhum narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The Muslims in their mutual love, kindness and compassion are like the human body. Where one of its parts is in agony, the entire body will feel the pain, both sleeplessness and fever." Do you know what that means? It means that Muslims must have so much love, kindness and compassion that if one person is suffering, all the Muslims will feel their pain. And if one person is happy or successful, then everyone will be rejoicing and happy. You see, butterflies, Allah created us Muslims all like brothers and sisters. We are all equal in the eyes of Allah. We perform our salah together. We are united in different occasions of our worship. We follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders us to cooperate with one another. He also asks us to support each other. He ordered us to help each other. He encourages us to show sympathy to one another. This way we can provide something called unity amongst the Muslims. It means that we can build our society so close that everyone can be dependent on one another and everyone is in need of others' help. Now, unity amongst Muslims can help build a better Muslim community, a strong community where everyone is close-knit, where everyone is good together, where everyone is kind to one another, where everyone is loving, gentle, caring, helpful. These are big words, and when you put it all together, we'll be a perfect family, all the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one person who's not a Muslim can trouble or even hurt a person who's a Muslim, then all the Muslims will stand together with that Muslim. If we are one united front, we are all together, we are all close, we all pray together, and we all look after each other. No matter what color, no matter what race, no matter what shape or size we are. No matter what, we are all equal to one another. We are all the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of that, we need to unify or come together and be united. Can you imagine that? If all the Muslims come together and form a strong bond, and if all the Muslims are close to one another, care for one another, are kind, loving, helpful, gentle, can you imagine what a good, strong ummah will be? Inshallah, let's strive for that. My butterflies, you may ask, how can I be a close, united ummah with the whole world if I'm so small myself? Well, you can start with the people close to you. Start with your family. Start with your friends. Start with your neighbors and the people around you in your masjid, in your school, in your madrasa. If you are all close like a united family, then inshallah, slowly but surely, everyone will join together. Now let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you a story.
Is the way to paradise, Ya Islam, Ya Quran, give me strength and iman.
Oh Allah, mercy on us, mercy on us. Oh Allah, Ya Wahid, inshallah, Jannah will be our home. Inshallah, paradise is our return.
Oh Allah,
oh Allah, you are a Rahman.
Inshallah, Jannah will be your home.
Inshallah, paradise is our return.
Inshallah, paradise is our return.
Inshallah, paradise is our return.
We've come to the end.
Let's read a story. This story is called Unity Amongst the People. My butterflies, this story is about an old man. This old man had four sons. Their four sons fight all the time. They were naughty little boys. All they did was fight and argue. Fight and argue. Nothing the old man could do could stop his four sons from fighting and arguing and bickering with one another. So one day he decided to teach them a lesson. He gave each of them a stick and told them to break it up into tiny little pieces. And within a few minutes, the boys did just that. They each broke their stick into tiny little pieces and then started fighting over who did it the fastest. The one boy said, "I'm the strongest." The other brother said, "I did it the quickest." The other brother said, "My pieces are the tiniest." And on the quarreling went on. After some time, the father then told them, "It's not over yet. I'm not done with my lesson." He then called the brothers again. He each gave them a bundle of sticks and said, "Now, you broke the one stick alone quite easily. Let's see how you do with a bundle of stick." The boys tried. They each tried to break their bundle together, but none of them could succeed. They tried for a very long time, but they just couldn't break the bundle. So they went back to their old father and said, "We can't break this bundle. It's just too strong." The old man smiled and said, "You see, my sons, when you are alone like one stick, you can be easily broken. But when you're a bundle of sticks and you stick together as a group, then it will be difficult for anyone to break you or even harm you." And what was the lesson the boys learned? Of course, that unity was the most important thing.
Olumuhon,
ya baba telefon.
Olumuhon,
baba bi ullak huwe muhon. La 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 la. Baba telefon.
Olumuhon,
ya baba telefon.
Olumuhon.
Baba bi ullak huwe muhon. La 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 la. Mu elpilli ya baba, inna alkizb haram. Wainna alli bikzb ya baba, Allah bizal minno. عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه. مو قلت لي يا بابا انه الكذب حرام، وانه اللي بيكذب يا بابا الله بيزعل منه. عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه. بابا تليفون
قول له مو هون،
يا بابا تليفون
قول له مو هون.
بابا بيقول لك هو مو هون. لا 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 لا. بابا تليفون
اوف،
يا بابا تليفون
قول له مو هون.
بابا بيقول لك هو مو.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.